Time is running out for Washington lawmakers to pass a capital construction budget. There's less than 1 week left in the state's third overtime session of the legislature. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on how many jobs and projects hang in the balance.
The capital budget funds classroom construction, improvements at state mental hospitals and prisons, and myriad local projects. It also funds environmental cleanup. Without a capital budget, the governor's office says hundreds of projects won't get built and tens of thousands of jobs won't be created. The Washington House has already passed the $4 billion budget, but Senate Republicans say there can be no capital budget without first addressing something else, a Washington Supreme Court decision that limits new drinking water wells in rural areas. In dueling tweets, Senate Republicans say House Democrats are blocking a fix for rural families, while House Democrats counter that thousands of families are at risk because Republicans refuse to pass the capital budget. The standoff shows no signs of ending. It would be unprecedented for the state to go without a capital budget. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.